Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, joining us are online affiliates around the world. We're glad that you all could be with us as well. I'm excited to welcome back bestselling author Kira Ruta to our program today. Kira is celebrating a brand new book that is literally just a day after its release, is already a bestseller on Amazon.com. It's called Somebody's Home. We'll talk to her about her amazing journey of writing novels that are not only suspenseful but also have people talking, as well as, of course, how you all can stay connected with her on this journey as well. Kira, thank you so much for being back on with us. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be with you again, Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. So, look, I was like the rest of the world. We've been staying connected with you on social media because, hey, these days, what else is there to do? But you
exactly.
you have a very busy tour lined up for Somebody's Home. But this book, as I mentioned, already has people talking. Kira, the reviews are already coming in. What has it been like for you to be able to see the way that people are responding to the new release?
Well, it's really fun because, you know, you write a book and it goes through the big process of hopefully pleasing your agents and then pleasing the editor, and then you finally see it out in the world. It's really exciting for people to actually be able to hold it in their hands or in their e-reader, as the case may be.
Yeah, right. And again, you're releasing a book at a time where we are always excited for anything that reminds us of normalcy. You have been able to do that again with this book. Your second release, since the pandemic, this is something you'll be able to talk about for a while. I saw that great photo you did. I think it was a selfie, Kira, where you had the poster of Somebody's Home behind you, I think, in your office. Talk to us about that experience because, I mean, one thing we do look forward to are things that kind of remind us, okay, the world is not over. We can't still look for new releases on Tuesdays and Fridays when it comes to books and music. What has it been like for you to be a part of that normalcy for us as readers?
Well, you know, I mean, it's great that you put it that way, actually, because when I look at it from my limited view, I do miss being able to, on launch day, go to my local bookstore and have a book event and see all my friends there. But in this new world, now I can be celebrating a book launch with people all across the country and even across the world because of social media. So I guess it is like it's like the new normal, and I think it's going to probably stay this way. But it's also nice to, I mean, the pandemic is not in my books, but the pandemic, of course, kind of informs your creative cloud, I guess, around you while you're writing. So this book is probably my darkest yet, and it's because I wrote it right during the first lockdown wave of COVID and when we were all kind of terrified in our houses, not knowing where this thing was coming from and no vaccines yet. So you can probably sense that in the pace of the story.
Well, let's talk about that, because I will say this. I mean, there will be some who have been following you, Kira, who would say, wow, it gets darker because you've been you've been able to take us to some places over the years. But you're right. What we see going on with the Jones family in particular, and then even, of course, I guess you would say even with the Dean family, these characters are the kind of things that people rush to the movies to go see. You know, it's kind of like that train wreck that you can't avoid. What was that like for you to inhabit this world with these characters that really none of them are what they appear to be?
Right, and they're all kind of on a collision course, although they don't really know it at the beginning of the story. So they were, you know, I'm a what you call a pantser, I guess, and so I write from the seat of my pants. So my characters kind of unveil themselves as the story unfolds. So during the story, even as scary and dark as it is, it like a lot of my characters wanted to be even darker, so I had to rein them back this time, which is kind of frightening. But they, you know, there are redeemable qualities in each one of these characters, but especially the men in this story tend to be really dark. So that was, I think it's actually, as an author and writing fiction, but writing about maybe dastardly characters at times, it's a way to maybe process what's going on in the real world, but then turn it into fiction and hopefully make it a fun tale.
Well, you definitely do that. And I think the thing that makes it the scariest for readers, in particularly with somebody's home care, is that we become the characters. I mean, this is written in first person. So, I mean, you and I have talked about this before, about the way you're able to tell these stories. How did that – well, let me ask the question this way. Was this one different for you to experience as you were kind of bringing this one to life?
Maybe not – maybe different in the sense that because it is first person, as you move along in the tension is building in the story. I mean, you do feel that as a writer, at least I feel it. And so the chapters in this book are really short. And I don't know, it was kind of a subconscious device, I think, because maybe it would be getting too intense in one person's perspective and then
yeah.
I could flip to another person. Yes, I hadn't really thought about it before, but I think that's what that device did for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one thing that Julie says, you know, of course, I guess you would say our main character here in chapter 3, it was an interesting wording because one thing, and this is not a spoiler, one thing we know is that some people, a.k.a. Julie, has a thing for plastic surgery. But I love the fact there's a wording that you use as she's talking with us, the reader, about herself, where she says nothing is real, and I think it's an interesting thing as we're going throughout the book, Kira, because as we're able to see more about the marriage, more about, you know, her dealings with people. What was it like for you to kind of have her kind of be honest about that, and then we as the reader are able to kind of see how that unfolds for the other characters even too?
Yeah, I mean, Julie, at the beginning of the story, you meet her, she's living in a gilded cage, everything she ever dreamed of as a child, an oceanfront mansion, all the money, anything money can buy. But her marriage is completely loveless, and she's lost track of herself. I mean, she looks beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, she doesn't really know who she is anymore. So her whole message about trying to get real again and become real and become true, and also model that kind of behavior for her daughter before it's too late, before Jess, her daughter, goes off to college. I think by the end of the story, most of the characters do come into themselves more and stand up for who they are and what they can be, their potential. Most of them, not all of them. But I do feel like Sandy and Julie in particular do have that kind of redemptive part in the book, even though it only takes place in 3 days, it's over a weekend. So they, I guess you're starting to see them become who they want to become by the end of the story.
Yeah, and I think, again, that is, it's funny you should say that, because I thought to myself when I was prepping for this, I think it may have taken me a week with life going on to read it. And most people will finish it in 3 days. They'll be emailing you, Kira, asking when the next one's coming out. But we'll talk about that later. But I think, you know, but to the point of the characters, though, I think that is the thing. It's like, you know, how quickly our lives can change, but also, of course, mm-hmm. when it comes to our lives, how much of it is our fault. And you are not afraid of doing that, even with your main characters. And I think that's what makes these books so real and so enjoyable. Is that one of the things that you hear a lot from readers?
You know, I do. I mean, I also hear like, wow, I don't like any of your characters. I'm like, oh, come on, there's a redemptive quality in everybody. But I mean, they really are kind of like real life. They're just going to tell you what
right.
they're thinking. Whereas if you're just sitting, you know, meeting someone at a dinner party, they're not going to tell you all the things my characters are going to tell you. But they
right.
might be just as hidden, some hidden. Everybody's got secrets. And everybody kind of whitewashes their personality for social media and everything else. So, you know, you never know who it is you're encountering, but my characters will tell you exactly what they think.
Exactly. And I think, again, that's what we love. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back bestselling author Kira Ruta to our program. Kira celebrating a brand new book that's already a bestseller on Amazon called Somebody's Home. We're going to remind you how you can get your own copy, even from your favorite local bookstore, as well as stay connected with Kira. Kira, I mentioned in a half-joking way, but more serious, I think, than joking, that social media has kind of become our lifeline to the world in many ways, because I literally have not left my home state of Mississippi in 2 years now because of the pandemic, when I was used to traveling every month. You have been able to build this community, and I've seen you doing live interviews, even on IG, kind of communicating with your readers. What has that been like for you? I said what it was like for us to have it. What has it been like for you as a storyteller to have that connection to your readers and even meeting new ones?
Yeah, it's invaluable because we are, you know, I'm in my home. I'm working from my home. I'm still in my home. So I agree. It's it can feel limiting, but with social media, it's limitless. So if if readers want to connect, they can. I'm out there, and it's been a blessing in disguise, because a lot of times you focus on the negative of social media, and there are plenty to focus on. But for an author who wants to connect, and I mean, being able to connect one-on-one with somebody in Florida or Mississippi or Texas, you know, that really is a gift. It really is. So
yeah.
I try to focus on the positive. There are a lot of negatives, but that is a big positive.
Right. And you have shown that even before the pandemic, Kira, and definitely we've seen it during, that you're not alone in this. You've been able to connect with other writers like you have, in the past, even in in-person events. You're able to do that virtually. What has it been like for you to stay connected with your community even during this time?
Yeah, that's been a blast. Because we're all, as authors, trying to figure out a way to connect with each other and with our reader community and the bloggers and books, all the book community. And so, in fact, my two of my friends and I just started a killer author club show, and we're hosting different authors, and it's every other Tuesday on Facebook Live. And we just thought it would be fun to come together. We seem like, pretty nice women, but we write books that are really scary about killing people. So focusing on that. And that's been a lot of fun because I can connect with the other authors and we can bring other authors together. So that's been really fun.
I saw a teaser for that. Actually, on Twitter. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, it is, having that kind of connection is definitely something. When it comes to somebody's home, though, and talking about connection, I mean, again, you have become known as these, as one of these storytellers, Kira, who keeps us guessing, keeps us wanting to know where you're going to take us. But also, as you mentioned, there is that side that kind of makes us think, okay, all is not lost, that there is some hope. Is that something that just happens, or do you kind of go into it hoping that even though I'm going to take these readers, on a crazy journey, I'm going to give them something that lets them know that things can be right in the world?
Yeah, I think so, because, my job is to keep you entertained and hopefully keep you up late at night reading, and then, and let you know that things are okay by the end. I mean, they might not be all wrapped up in a perfect bow like one of my women's fiction novels, but everything's going to be okay. you can go to sleep at night knowing it's okay. Because I think we all know that the world's more good than bad, and that's even in suspense.
Kira, I'm so glad you said that, because I think that's an interesting connection to Julie and Jess in the book, because even what looks good, I mean, like, and I don't want to talk too much about Jessica. I don't want to give anything away from that aspect. But I do think it's interesting. I think even Jess gets it about what really makes things good, right? Because you have stuff does not mean everything is okay. And her mother realized that. Julie realized that. But it's not always clear to other people. Is that also something you hope comes out of this, that it all almost goes back to that old adage, right? All that glitters is not gold.
Right, right. And I do think that I tend to focus on people who don't have to worry about the basic necessities of life. They've got enough money, or maybe in this case too much money, that they can lose themselves in caring about things that don't matter at all. And that's kind of where we find Jess and Julie at the beginning of the story, at least. And she's trying to get back to a life with more purpose and meaning. And she hopes to show her daughter that too before it's too late.
You are also known for crafting fighters. Literally, yes, but figuratively, I think, too. Individuals who are able to get to a place that they didn't think they could or others didn't think was possible for them. And this is something I know that your readers have talked to you about. Is that something that also kind of, I know you say you're kind of one of those writers who kind of write, you know, by the seat of their pants, but is that something you hope too, that especially when it comes to women, that they're able to see that there is more to them sometimes than meets the eye and what others think they can do and get through?
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. That's probably my theme in life. In my previous career in marketing, my focus was marketing to women and explaining women's power in the world. And my first book was for women entrepreneurs. I believe that women underestimate themselves and other women sometimes, and that the real strength and power in hopefully these stories is just like you said it beautifully, that if you believe in yourself, you can really overcome anything.
Have you always believed in yourself, Kira, as a storyteller?
Oh, as a storyteller? No, I was completely nervous to, in college I was an English major, but I never wrote for like the paper or anything like that because I was too afraid to have a byline. I was very shy. So my first byline was back after college when I got my first newspaper job, but wow, yeah, I was a nervous wreck.
Wow. Well, look, you have no reason these days to be nervous from readers because we love your books. We love the way that you're able to give us something that we can enjoy and then talk about. And I'm excited about conversations like this that we're able to have. Again, everyone, best-selling author Kira Ruta has been back with us today, talking with us about the literary journey, even in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, and also her new book, Somebody's Home. That is already a bestseller on Amazon. You guys can get it there or through your favorite local bookstore. Kira, how can they stay connected with you?
Yeah, you can find me, as you note, on social media pretty much everywhere. It's Kira, K-A-I-R-A, Ruda, R-O-U-D-A, on Twitter and Instagram, and then Kira Ruda Books on Facebook, and my website, of course, too. I'm everywhere. Yet nowhere. I'm in my house.
She is. She's everywhere in one place. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much again. It's always great catching up with you and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Yeah, my next one's out November 15th, so I'd love to be back.
I wasn't going to ask you that, but I'm so glad you told me. Because I told you, that's what we want to know. After we read it, after the week, it's like, okay, so that was great. Now when's the next one? So now we know we have another book coming out this year. It gives us something to look forward to. Well, I look forward to having you back here on Conversations Live.
Okay, I look forward to it too. Thanks, Cyrus.
You're welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Thank you as always. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. So let's go make today amazing. Take care.